Hello and welcome to Christ Life Campus Podcast, the podcast to educate, train, and equip New Testament ministers with resources and tools to present every saint perfect in Christ and minister the gospel of Christ with Christ. You are listening to Christ Life Podcast with Christ Life Minister.
Thank you so much for joining us today and in our today's podcast. My name is David. I honor the Christ in you. Abba Father, today we have a very interesting topic we will cover and study and diligently and earnestly engage ourselves towards learning, because this is what is so much needed of us, so that we may rightfully divide the word of truth. So today, rest in the Father's love as we learn together, and I greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and grace and peace be unto you all. Today, Christ Life Ministry, Christ Life Campus, Gospel of Christ Ministries, hashtag Abba Father, we have an interesting topic called the gospel. That is our topic today, and we will learn together as the Holy Spirit will be guiding us. So we will start, and we are going to read a verse in the book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, and we are going to see what Paul is telling our brother Timothy. And Paul tells Timothy to, let us read that verse. What as we read that verse, Abba Father, you can tell your neighbor the gospel. The Bible says, study or do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a workman who need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Paul is telling Timothy to study and to do his best to present himself to God as one approved and a workman who need not to be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Studying, or what Paul meant by study, to study means to diligently and earnestly engage oneself towards learning. When Paul is telling Timothy to study, he's telling Timothy to diligently and earnestly engage himself towards learning. And let me say this, or what Paul meant is that it is not your diligence that makes God to approve you to be his workmanship. It is not your diligence that makes God to approve you to be his workmanship. Paul says, do your diligence to present yourself as one who has been approved by God. Abba Father, who has been accepted and commended by God, and we are his minister, or we are the ministers of Christ, who need not to be ashamed. So God has approved you, and now present yourself as the one who has been approved by God. When Paul is saying, rightly dividing the word of God, that word is translated from the Greek word atotomio. The reason why we use Greek, and this will be a study for another day, when studying about neuroscience, there is a study of languages. And according to the study, English as a language is described as an observational language. If today I come and tell you that you are in Christ, no, let me use another example. When you say David is in the house, what you're trying to mean, as we have taught from our primary school levels to wherever you are right now, is that means that I'm inside the house. I'm inside the house. So the only place that you can find me, you will look for me, you'll not find me in town, you'll not find me in any other place, but you're going to find me in the house. The preposition in is used to describe where you can find. So it is an observational language, but there is another language called Latin, where we say every word in every sentence. Let me repeat that. Every letter and every word in every sentence has a significance, meaning. Like when I say, like for instance, today if, and we are preaching right now, I tell you that you are in Christ. What that means is that that you are in Christ. What that means, according to the study of English, English will even can even ask questions. You are telling me that I'm in Christ, or Christ is in me. What that simply means is that you are telling me Christ lives in me. And when you look at yourself, you will say, what is inside me? Is lungs, is the heart beating, is the blood flowing? So where is Christ? You are telling me Christ is in me. Where is he? I can't find him. The only things I can find in me is the blood, is the lungs, is the kidneys, is the small and large intestines. And that is why, according to the study in neuroscience, the Latin language, every word in every sentence has a meaning. For instance, the word in is translated from the Greek word en. That is Latin and Greek and Aramaic. The word en means, is a preposition that describes your position. Abba, Father. Far from that, that is a study for another day. So that is the reason why we use these words to rightfully get the meaning of a word in every sentence. So we have said that rightfully dividing the word of God means, it's a Greek word translated atotomio, which means dividing, dissecting, or drawing straight symmetrical line. In other words, it means separating things that differ. Abba, Father, when Paul is telling Timothy, rightfully divide the word of truth, Paul is just telling Timothy, separate things that differ. Let me say this, sons of God. In the Bible, between Adam and Christ, between law and grace, between old and new, between scripture and the word, when there are no right-free dividing, confusion is inevitable. When all those things are not rightfully divided, a person or a preacher is not able to separate things that differ, confusion is inevitable. And remember, Paul tells the church of Corinth that God is not the author of confusion. So there is nowhere we can record and state that God is the author of any confusion. Confusion comes in when people have not given themselves to knowledge. Anyway, knowledge is very important. Wow. Ministry is not personal. Ministry is Christ's work. It is his ministry. So Paul is telling us that, and Paul is telling Timothy to rightfully divide the word of truth. Rightfully divide the word of truth, which means, and we have said, it just simply means to separate things that differ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Abba, Father. So, there is a world of difference between the scripture, the word, and the gospel. Everything in the Bible. I know all those who are listening to me, you have a Bible with you. Everything in that Bible of yours is not scripture. Scripture is what was given before for our instructions. And Paul has stated that in the book of Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. It is what was given before the church age. And scripture is from Exodus to Malachi. Jesus says that you search in the scripture, for you think in them you will have eternal life. And it is they that bear witness to me. Can I tell you something? Scripture testify of a person. They point to a person. Jesus is the word of God embodied. Jesus is not found in the pages of the scripture. But the scripture or the pages of the scripture help to reveal him in you. That is why if you read even the scripture today and fail to see Jesus, you have not yet read the scripture. And that is why in the book of John, Jesus said that when after his resurrection, the Bible says that Jesus taught the scripture only things that were concerning himself. The only things that God taught concerning him, taught in the scripture, were those things that concerned himself. Abba, Father. For instance, did you know in the old prophets, or the prophets in the Old Testament used to say, "Thus says the Lord." But when Jesus comes in the New Testament, he changes the narrative and says, "I say unto you." Abba, Father. So, as we continue with our study, the gospel, I want to say this. That Jesus is the content and the author of the gospel. We want to rightfully divide or separate things that differ, because we have to know what exactly is the gospel as it was taught by our brother Paul. Everything that is taught today in church that Paul never taught is not eligible to be taught, because it does not come from the Holy Spirit. So many preachers are preaching things in the mind, but let me say this, as the man of God, we are coming over again to the ancient gospel that was taught by our brother Paul. We are not having something new. The only something new we could have is that which we already have today. And that is why, as even we teach about the gospel, I have said, and this is from Paul, that Jesus is both the content and the author of the gospel. If you hear the gospel and fail to hear Jesus, then you have not heard the gospel. And I want to read a verse. Romans chapter 1 verse 16. Paul says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation and to everyone who has faith, to the Jews first and also to the Greek."
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The gospel does not give power. The gospel is power itself. Did you hear me? The gospel does not give power, but the gospel is power itself. So when Paul is speaking about the gospel, he's speaking about the power of God.
Hello and welcome to Christ Life Campus Podcast, the podcast to educate, train, and equip New Testament ministers with resources and tools to present every saint perfect in Christ and minister the gospel of Christ with Christ. You are listening to Christ Life Podcast with Christ Life Minister.